Okay, so we're talking about bribery. And we've concluded that bribery does not exist when we're talking about issues of issa v'heter, kashrus issues. It does exist in dinei momonos, monetary issues, geiros, conversion issues, and last week we saw that we broadened the category to anything to do with communal issues. Sibori, if you are working for the local authority or the government, you're in a position, it's expected that you make your decisions l'shem shamayim, and bribery would be an issue that would get in the way of those decisions. So now, we ask the question like this. You are chasing a plot of land, let's say, in order to build a shul. And there are more shuls than plots of land available. And you know that one of your competitors is also chasing that land, has already given the bribe over to one of the members in the local authority. So now, all you want to do is to balance the playing field. You want to give a bribe as well in order to level it, that now there would not be issues that the area or the local authorities would choose one institution over the other because there was money involved. Because both institutions have given money. So they would like to level it. So the question is there a problem in doing that? Is there a problem of now, once you know your competitor has given a bribe, and if you don't give your bribe, you may lose it because of that, is it now permitted in order to lever it out, and there would be now no issues of, I'm actually helping him. If I won't give this bribe, he will make his decisions by giving this bribe, and now helping the person in the local authority to do the right thing and make his decision now, l'shem shemayim, maybe it's permitted under those circumstances. So, what has everyone thought about that? Is there a problem or not?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, that's not necessarily true. But I don't think it's necessarily shochad, because shochad is when I'm paying money to get somebody to say something or do something. Here I'm paying money to get them not to do something.
Get what?
Get them not to do something. Not to do something bad.
Right, but you might cause the first guy to give a bigger bribe now. Meaning you could be causing a ripple effect to make things even worse.
Okay, so you're keep balancing out.
Shochad
is up to now, we understood, is influencing a decision that now the decision is not made to the shem shemayim. He's already going to make sure the shem shemayim decision based on what he received from the competitor. I'm giving it now, we'll balance things out. Is that shochad or not shochad?
Of course, shochad is against the norms. It's shochad. This is a law, a local authority law, and everybody agrees with that law.
If you go according to the law, the local authority minhag is that everyone takes shochad. So,
I think we said if everyone does it, then that's
committing an offense.
Even without trying to match.
Without getting dinner mafos to dinner.
Even without mafos, we said if it's standard practice, everyone's doing it, and if there was found out, there wouldn't be any issue.
Yes.
So then it's mutter even without trying to match someone else.
Yeah, but here you found out there would be an issue. So you would.
Okay.
It would be an issue. Working for the local authority, has to be very careful not to take a bribe. Afilu lezakus es ezakai. Even in order to make the right decision, I can't give money to somebody to say, look, I don't want you to decide in my favor. I'm giving you money in order to make the correct decision. That is also a problem of bribe. So we see from here, that there's no hetzer in bribery in saying that I'm giving it not to influence him, but in order to help him make the right decision. Even in helping to make the right decision, there's still a problem of giving a bribe.
That's not why I'm giving it. I'm just giving it then, so you should not be biased anymore. Over there, I'm doing it. No, I'm not doing it.
The Zakai says the Zakai.
You can be misnayev as the Zakai also, just not because the other guy gave you the money.
Why? Because you want to get him to make a decision the Shem Shemaim. Make the right decision.
No, I want to get him to not make a decision below the Shem Shemaim.
Al, you're saying I want him to take money, so therefore he feels now that by receiving this money, he's not now obligated to make the decision on behalf of the other person, which may be, which is Shlo L'Shem Shemaim. Now I'm making him be able to make the decision based on real decisions, real L'Shem Shemaim decisions.
But I'm not giving him the money to make any specific decision. I'm just giving him the money to not make a specific decision.
Not to make a decision? I wanted to make a decision.
No, I'm not.
Just make the right decision.
No, I'm not. No, that's what I'm
not. Not to be influenced. Not to be influenced.
I'm not giving him the money to make him decide in my favor.
Nor is he. He's not making the money to give him the favor.
He is.
I'm giving the money. If I'm wrong, you should not pass him in my favor.
No, the Zakos and Zakai means I'm right.
No, that's not what it means. It means I'm giving the money for you to make the right decision, and therefore if I'm wrong, you should pass them against me.
What does he need to give the money to make the right decision?
In order for him to encourage him to go and have make a decision, and not to stand back and take your time, or not to get involved, or make, or in our scenario, to balance the payments.
Can we pay a base in to get together and to make a decision?
That's what they do in America. Both sides pay the place in order to get together and make a decision. Not here. But the Shulchan Aruch says you cannot give money even if you say don't pass in my favor, but make a correct decision. That's still a problem of bribery. Now the issue I ask you, okay, it's an issa to give money even to balance the bankers. But I tell you, you know what? If I don't give the money, he's doing an aveira. And if I give the money, I do an aveira, but I'm stopping him doing an aveira. Maybe I should do an aveira.
He's doing an aveira either way.
No.
Because he's reacting to somebody's money.
No, because now he's not reacting to any money once I give money.
No, he said the Zakai is still a problem, so he's not allowed to take Shofar, even if he's going to give the right thing.
Even if he's going to make the right
decision. So therefore, right now it's one Avera, it will be two Averas if I give him the money.
No, because there you could say, with the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, is that he's got some reasoning about receiving money from the other side. He's got a relationship to the other side, or personal relationship to the other side, ready, buys according to the other side. Comes along the person and says, here's money in order to take your decisions out of the picture. Yeah? But here,
he's not allowed to take that.
He's not allowed to take that.
So exactly way.
He's not allowed to take it.
So what are you saving him?
You're saving him from now making a decision which is not slowly changed mind. That's a very you're doing. He's not allowed to take the money, yes? It's considered shofar for me to give the money and for him to take the money, even if he's to make the right decision. But if I don't do that, then he's going to make a decision to learn the same Shemaim. So I have saved him a little bit. I have saved him a little bit for making a decision slowly to change his mind, and now making a decision to change his mind. He's done the veil, I also done the veil, but maybe that's better off than making a decision slowly to change his mind. Like the concept of I do a little avera in order to stop him doing a big avera.
That's different. Here they're equal averas.
Who says maybe the decision based on Shlomo Shem Shemaim is much worse than the decision based on Shem Shemaim? Just receiving money. If I receive money that says Paskin in my favor, what is that dying done? Two Isurim. He's received Shofar, and he's going to make a din which is not Emes. Which is another Isurim.
And those both derises?
Both derises. Now by giving him money over here, I have now saved him from the issa of not paskening wrong, because now he's going to pasken correct. He's still doing the avera of shochat. But I've saved him from doing two issurim. Now he's done one issur.
But that's also deraisa. I mean, giving him the shochat.
Yes. Lifnei for me to give him the shochat. But I prevented him from doing two issurim, now to one issur. So maybe there's a concept here. Let me do a smaller avera in order to prevent him doing a bigger avera. Without me doing this, he does two averas. Now he's only doing one avera.
Is your avera small avera?
It's only quantitatively small, but not qualitatively.
It's smaller.
Meaning, if it was qualitatively different, if I was doing a derabbanan sim deraisa, I'd say yes, we got what to work with here. But to do a deraisa and a sim deraisa, I don't think we have a right to judge. You know, right? Pirkei Avos says you can't judge mitzvot and averos.
Mm-hmm. No, he was doing before two, and now he's doing one. So for sure. Lifnei Eva is a some say is the actual avera which you're causing that person to do. You're causing him to eat chazir, so your ogot is a chazir. Yeah. So maybe therefore, since at the end of the day you've done an issa, but it's better than him doing two issurim.
I don't think it's two issurim, because once he receives money from the second party, the idea is once money is involved, Zion can't make a right decision. So a second amount of money, even if he levels the playing field, doesn't mitigate the avera. He's just impossible to make a proper decision. Now he's got money from both parties.
That's a good logic.
He was already
makabel. What decision would he make? Now he's got money from both sides.
Whatever it is, it's not going to be correct.
It's still not MS. Why is it still not MS when he makes now the decision?
So what's he going to ask him?
What's the MS? Let's say Reuben was right, really, in the halakha. Now that he's received money from Reuben and Shimon, so what stuff he's going to give?
Even if Reuben is right, that's not the right stuff.
Not Shem Shemayim.
He'll make a Vesat that some Achronim will say now, is I make a Peshara. I receive money from Reuven and Shimon, so I'll make a Vesat, which Reuven is a win something, and Shimon will win something. And really, Reuven is entitled to win the whole thing. So therefore, I don't save him at all for making the wrong decision. Yes, Shofar. It's lifting Iver for him to give it. He's not over Issa Shochat, he's over lifting Iver. The person who Shochat is the one who receives it. He's not allowed to take Shochat. I'm not allowed to give him because of lifting Iver. Maybe I should be over lifting Iver in order to prevent him doing two Issa. Without me to get involved in the two. Now he's doing one. Lifnei is the Raisa, but it's a lesser type of avera. It's a lesser type of actual issur. Many makoros. We have a whole shiur on that. Yeah, it's brought down. Lifnei is a lesser type of avera.
We said before that there was a quantitative difference in averos. That originally he was over two averos. One was accepting shofar,
yes.
And two was judging wrong.
Yes.
And now, by me giving him money, he's now going to judge correctly.
Correct.
Right, it's only one of them.
That's what I was
going to say, that he already took shochat from the other guy. I haven't saved him from taking shochat from the other guy. He's already done this. So my maisa...
Before he gives the psat, he can
still accept the shochat.
Now he can give it back.
He's going to give the money back now?
Or I take from the other side, and therefore I'm not influenced by your money. Haven't been over. If by taking money from both sides you're now not going to make a wrong decision, then even the first money didn't influence my decision, and therefore it's not shofar.
It's still shofar, even right. It feels
not making the wrong. Making the wrong decision. Not going to make the wrong decision.
Right, I agree. He's not making the wrong decision.
Yes.
But he was still over accepting shofar from the first guy,
yes.
And now he's over accepting shofar from the second guy. Right. The only thing I'm saying was making the right decision.
Yes.
So it really seems like an even playing field. It's not.
Two shochats.
Okay.
He gives back the shochats.
So there's many reasons we're saying over here why it doesn't help. One is that it doesn't help because he's still going to make the wrong decision. And because he's going to now pass in favor of Reuben and Shimon. Secondly, what you try to save them from doing big affairs, who makes all these mathematics? Maybe at the end of the day it ends up being the same or even worse. It's two shows against one, two are different affairs. The Birka Yosef says another reason why it doesn't work. And he says, "V'nizan zadon, ein omin l'ruven l'chata b'shul shizake shuvin hadayin kasher itay hanayim." In this situation, we don't have the concept at all of me doing a little avera, even if you consider me doing what I'm doing as a little avera, to prevent him from doing a bigger avera, because you're not allowed to do that only under certain principles. And one of those principles is if the other person wasn't negligent, then I should try and prevent him doing a bigger avera. But if he himself was negligent in getting himself into that situation, therefore there's no inyan in myself preventing him doing bigger avera.
Even Durban on the horizon.
Yes. Okay. So we've established that there's no heter to level the playing field in Shochat. Let's move on. Is the concept of Apax permitted?
What?
Apax. What's Apax?
The lobbying group?
Yes. American?
Public Action Committee.
Public Action Committees. Now there's all different types. Is that whole concept permitted for them to support, let's say, a particular senator in America in order to push their opinions in the Senate? And how do they do that? Because they fund their political campaigns, even over and above what's permitted according to the American law. Is that...
Well, no, it's not over and over permitted, and they do what's permitted according to American law.
If they do what's permitted, then they won't get the solid support from the senator. Because it's limited to how much they can give as a group to a particular senator.
There's a limit?
Yes. And therefore...
Well, does it matter if we're dealing with goyim or Jews?
Therefore, the question over here, is there going to be a problem of shochat involved in these situations? And here we're talking about goyim. Is there a problem with shochat by goyim?
And we're talking about Tzav Kafashos, potentially.
Depends which type of right. APAC and what situation. Yeah. If it's mummy shuts on the bushes, then of course. So is there an issa, now let's discuss, of shochat by goy? To bribe a goy, is that an issa? Has anyone got any ideas on it and any proofs to what they say?
Mishpat is keeping all the rules to keep things normal, to keep with the rhythm of wild. And so, Shrechet is one of the rules that they have to keep within the norm.
Okay.
I said it's probably an issue of Darchei Shalom. It's probably not an issue of Shochad, but you have to be careful of Darchei Shalom, just like by tzedakah and by saving lives, just to make sure if there's any chance of getting caught, then a person would have to avoid it.
What is the lift of Tila Hashem?
Tila Hashem, but
yeah. So let's see, the Chasam Sofer has his view over here. Number two. Nima Deles Din Veles Dayim. It's clear to me that that is also for sure to give a bribe to a goy. Lahat is lo mishpat in order for him to make a wrong decision. Chas v'shalom. Eich on oskin baha da over lifnei iver. If you do give it, you're over lifnei iver. Why? Shemach shul ha-shofet hazeh. You're causing the goy to do an aveira. Shemekablo, the one who's receiving it, v'gomro the obvious mishpat tzedek. He's going to make a wrong decision, and therefore the goy is chayev misa. You're causing the goy to be chayev misa by giving him shofet.
So lifnei iver chayev misa.
What?
Lifnei iver.
Causing the goy to do an issa. Yeah. And what issa is the goy doing? The issa which would mechayev the goy. Misa!
It's only to make the wrong decision.
So you're saying it's a driver? Mm-hmm.
It's only to make the wrong decision.
Ah. Yeah. So he says, even if you give it to somebody else who's going to give it to the goy, it doesn't help giving it to somebody else who's going to give it to the goy. At the end of the day, you're over on the iver, and the goy who receives it is chayv misa. Why? Because the goy is chayv misa on all the seven mitzvahs of Reinoch. Mm-hmm. And one of the seven mitzvahs of Reinoch is that he has to make proper dinim. And if he makes the wrong dinim, then he's over an issa and he's chayv misa. You're causing a goy to the chayv misa by giving him shofar. So you can't do it, says the Chasam Sofer. You're over listening
to
Yisra.
It's
a deraita.
The chiyuv for them is to make their own system of laws.
Yes.
Right. So then, if they make the system of laws, even if it's different from the Torah system of laws,
yes.
You know, apparently that's the wrong, you would be forcing, you would be turning the judge's hand to make the wrong decision against his system.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, now the question is,
even if it's wrong,
if the Chasam Sofer with his, what he's saying is correct, that it's a deraisa for the goy to take it and for you to give it to the goy, then how does it fit in with the Shulchan Aruch number 3? How does the Chasam Sofer fit in with the Shulchan Aruch number 3? He says the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Ayin Vav, he says over there, who are them? Im shnayim yesh lehem chov mekukal. If two partners, Jewish partners, have a debt which they can't collect easily, and they have to go to the goyish court system, and it's impossible to collect through the goyish court system from another goy. Two Jewish partners try to collect their debt from a goy, and they have to go to the goyish courts to do it, and it's very difficult to do it. For Tzarkel, it's saying, Shochad Latzir, the only way to do it is to give Shochad to the judge in order to get sure, make him paskin, that you get your debt back from the other goy. So it says, Echad Ein Ritz Litzin, one partner wants to give, and the one partner doesn't want to give. Who would you say is the correct partner? The one who doesn't want to give is correct, because the one who wants to give is over an Issa. How can you do that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yochol Chaver Loma, and he owes the Shulchan Chalki Vatzil Asmi. The other partner can say, look, I'm going to give the bribe, and whatever I save is for myself, and you don't have any rights to it. And if you want to have rights to it, you have to pay as well. I force you to pay as well. So we see from the Shulchan Aruch, not only is it not wrong to give bribe to the goy, judge, one partner can force the other partner to give the bribe to the judge. What's going on? You just told me, the Chassid Shem Yisrael says, to give a bribe to a judge is also the Raisa. How can we have, therefore, a situation over here that the Shulchan is saying that one partner can force the other Jewish partner to give the bribe to the judge? It's also midrashic to do that.
For the first case, the judge is making a decision. Here, the judge, what is?
He's asked to make a decision whether the debt is due, not debt is due. How much does the goy have to pay? How much the goy doesn't have to pay? And we're saying over here, one partner can even force the other partner really to do that, to give that bribe. He's asked me the right, sir.
I know, he answered already. He said that here is getting the right stock. The goy legitimately owes you the money.
Very good. The Shalom Meshub says your terrace. It's only a problem to give a bribe to a goy if the goy is, by receiving that bribe, he's going to make the wrong decision. That's the problem. But if you give him a bribe in order that he makes the correct decision, lo is there's no issa for the goy to receive that, and therefore the Yisrael is not overlifting either in such a case. So we have a distinction between a goy and Yisrael. A Yisrael, you can't give a bribe even to don din emes, even to make the right decision, you can't give a bribe to Yisrael. But to a goy, there's an issa to give a bribe to make the wrong decision, but make the right decision is okay. Why? Because what's the whole source of a bribe being offered by a goy? Is because he has to make dinim, which are emet. And by giving him the bribe, you're making him dinim, which are not true. And therefore, you can't give that bribe. But if by giving the bribe, he's going to make dinim, which are true, then he's not over any surim. Where with Yisrael, there's an issa called lo tikach shochad. There's another issa in the Torah that says, don't take bribes. Apart from doing wrong dinim, there's an issa, don't take a bribe. And that only applies by Israel, like all the other tired mitzvahs only applies by Israel. That is when we're talking about the issa shochad, which means I'm giving you money to make the wrong decision. That's the Chazon Ish never matters. I can't go to a kashrus. Somebody in the kashrus authority says, look, even if it's treif, I'm giving you money to paskin that it's kosher. The Chazon Ish never said that's permitted. The Chazon Ish said, there's no problem in me paying you money to make it to your job. Not to make the wrong decision. For sure, there's no heter to give money to make a wrong decision in any sphere that you're in.
One of the non-Jewish, you gave it to the pariah with legitimate intentions to give him the right psak, and he ended up giving you extra money. I mean, he was so impressed with the bribe, he gave you more money than you deserved. At that point, are you now chayav to give back the money? I mean, what happens now to the mafreya?
You gave him money to make the right decision.
The guy should have given you 50 rubles, yes. Now he gives you 100, the judge says, I'm giving you 100 rubles.
Correct, yeah.
Now what?
So you shouldn't accept it. It's a gezel.
So normally when a guy makes a mistake, you say it's not gezel. You say it's nice to give, when not chayav to give back if a guy makes a mistake.
Yeah, well he hasn't yet given it.
So when he announces the psak, say I refuse to take it.
So if you're getting back now to lobbies, it depends what the situation is in his lobbies. If the money which is given is order for Sukkot Sefoshes, then for sure it's permitted. If the money is given in order to level the playing field, because you know your competitor is also giving bribes and you're giving money to also give it, then to make sure that there's no influence here, then maybe it's also permitted in those circumstances.
By a goy.
By a goy.
Jewish
my good, yes. But if the bride is done, I need money for my state or my organization, and here I'm giving you now support in order to direct the money now into my type of industry, car industry, then that would be Osir by Goy and overlift Nathan and causing him to
but
be
but this is only if it's over the limits that are publicly
yes,
allowed.
Only over the limits of money, right, because that's not called bribe, but over under those limits.
But why we ask you, what is the head there to enter into any coalition agreements? By definition, I'm giving you something in order for you to make decisions by day.
That is a public permission. That's not considered a bribe. Like we said, anything which is publicly, this is our agreement over here, and we're publicizing to to everybody. This is what we agree on. That this is what I make. I'm willing. This is the shame of mine for me to say I want this done. You want this done. So okay, I'll support you here. I'll support you here because I'm getting this over here, which is my main reason why I entered the government in order this done. And I'm publicizing it. So it's Surim. So involved in it is. If it's public knowledge, then fine. But if it's not public knowledge, or if it would be public knowledge, or you're being problems with it, then that's called already a bribe.
So is AIPAC allowed to give help them to go against the trying to tell them not to give support
if it's,
to Egypt?
If it's a vote of Sukkot Sefoshes, if it's something to do with.
Yeah, you can change the whole situation, you can work against them, you can change.
You have to judge each situation as it is.
Yeah, they can always turn around. They can always.
But according to natural.
Let's say he does it to supply F-16 to Israel, and the senator wants it because in his state they're producing the F-16, and he wants to create jobs in his state. So he's doing it for his reason.
I'll be over Lifnei Ifa. Lifnei Ifa for me to be over in event of Sukkot Sefoshes. I can. I don't have to worry about him. Let's move on. I have done all the rules in the book. I've followed everything straight. And I should be getting what I deserve. Let's say I wanted to get permission to build on my mepesets. And I followed all of what they wanted and requested and all the information they needed. And I gave it over. Then I get a phone call that says, the only thing that stopped me signing on this is that I haven't yet received the money which I deserve for this job. Am I allowed then to give it in order to get what I deserve, all this, does this also come under bribery? He's in a public position. and he wants money to do the job, and he's asking for money, and maybe it's also, even although I've done all the rules which they requested for me to really rightly deserve this permission. Is it also then to give shokhot or not also to give shokhot in such a case? Is this like lizaka sasazakai, that is, oh, you still can't give shokhot even to make the right decision, or not?
It would seem like a zakah zakai, unless it's publicly known this is what happens, this is what you do.
No, he's not permitted to do this, and he'll be in jail if he's found out.
So if it's a guy, you could do it.
Right, but I'm talking about the area.
So you tape the conversation, you bring it to the police.
We'll discuss Moshe Mistira another topic. Maybe the next year.
I had a case where I finished everything. Everything was done, all the documents, everything was done. After the case, everything was closed. I said, I want to show my appreciation.
Okay, appreciation.
I said, let's go down. There was a Sokol branch downstairs. Okay. I said, listen, you can pick whatever you like there. I was very happy about what had happened. I said, you dare. They called the manager, you know, to warn me that you better just...
Yeah, we discussed that, not even shows that after the fact. Even shows that after is a problem. Yes.
She said you could be prosecuted just for saying, for doing what you did.
Yeah.
For offering it.
See? Now.
So maybe this isn't shokhad because it's not in order to get it done. It's, that's an extra payment that he's asking for me. I don't know what you call it.
What would you in English call it? Bribery or not bribery? What other word would you say in English?
It's a stronger word than bribery. Yeah. Extortion.
The wheel, yeah.
Extortion.
English. Not Latin.
What? Elbow grease.
Oh, elbow grease, okay. American. English. What is it?
Extortion.
Extortion. Is extortion a category of bribery or not? Let's see. Number 5. Pamim, this is a chasim sofim again. Pamim, Yisrael Yodzeh B'matzah Shatinimah. Sometimes a Jew knows that he is right. For example, he knows that the other guy says you're right, but I'm still going to lie. And now it's impossible to forget what you rightly deserve. For sure you deserve this. And the goyish judge has rachmanis for the other goy, because he's a goy as well. The sovashah also mitzvah, and this goy thinks by taking money from a yid and giving it to a goy is a mitzvah. Then it's permitted to give a bribe to that judge.
But that's a goy.
Yes. Shovet lasas mishpat tzedek, to make it mishpat tzedek. Now, so we see from the chasam sofer, when the goy was going to make a wrong decision, like we saw before, you're allowed to give a shokhat in order to make the right decision. Okay. But the reason is, he says, it's not because of the Sholem Meshiv, that it's an all the cause, there's no problem with Shokot by Goyim. He says a different reason. So he carries on. What's the reason why it's mutter? I got proof for this, it's permitted in Shulchan Aruch. In Choshe Mishpat. That case we mentioned, of the partnership. Yisrael Yotzerek, and similarly, Yisrael has been taken out to be killed by the Goyim. For sure, he's not really deserving being killed, because you need, according to halakha, witnesses, kosher witnesses. Then it's permitted to give bribes. Why? Mutzalit and shokhan lahatzal nafshu, to save him. So it's clear from the chasam sofer over here, that it's permitted to give a bribe to save yourself. Not only from Sekonis Nefoshes, but even for money, because he brings one of his examples of called saved yourself, that when you got a debt which is not being claimed, is not being able to impose on the goy, you're allowed to give a bribe to in order to impose that debt on the goy. So he says over there that the reason why a partner can force another partner in order to give a bribe to a judge to get the debt back from the goy is not because that's not called shokhat, like we said before. Because shokhat is going to make the wrong decision, and here you are helping him to make the right decision. Chassid Sofer said it's permitted because there's a pshat of you're allowed to do it to save yourself. Save yourself from damage, physically, monetary. You're allowed to give shochet to save yourself from monetary damage.
Well, it was not damage, putting on an extension.
What? Yes, then it will be permitted. Therefore, the Chassid Sofer will come out with a new hetzer. That there's no issur to give shochet when it's in order to prevent yourself being damaged.
Right, but this is putting on a hetzer, it's not damage.
What? No.
Why?
Not sort of zakah.
This is specifically preventing damage. Preventing damage.
You're ready?
No.
If
he's in the side, the zakah is damaging.
No, it's not damaging.
What do you mean?
Because I don't know what decision he's going to make. He may make the right decision, Roger. I just tell him, I don't know if I'm right. Give his money to make the correct decision. But in these circumstances, he's saying, I know I'm right.
So if I go into base this, a real base this, and I know I'm right. It's always the case.
No. Because when you know you're right, you're no gayer, so you think you're right, and so you're not really nice. No, here we're talking about a specific situation where he's been taking out to kill, that's physically. Or we've got the other side saying, you know what, you're right, but when you come to base it, I'm going to lie in order that you lose. That's what your Baal Din says to you. Reuven with Shimon, and Shimon says to Reuven, you know what, you're right, and I owe you money, but when we come to base it, I'm going to lie in order that you lose.
So in that case, you can bribe base.
That's what he says. That's one of his uncles.
Where?
Number five.
He says, I know you're right?
Yeah. Moza v'yodeh mevush, achayvna. That is Shekinezo, his Baal Din is Moza v'yodeh mevush, achayvna. He says, I agree and I admit that I'm chayvna.
So in that case, you'll bribe the basin?
Yeah, they don't.
An actual basin?
In that case, he says, you can give money to save yourself from damage, because that's called extortion.
Okay, so then that, go back to his Beis Din example. Then you could go to a Beis Din.
Give money to Beis Din?
What's the difference?
Even if the guy is motivated.
Now you tell me what's the difference. Here he's saying you're allowed to save yourself from being extorted.
Right.
What's the difference? So you could say, go to a Beis Din and I can give money to the Beis Din to prevent myself being extorted. Why? Why is that for sure not permitted? There's no head in the world that says, I know I'm right, he admits me, and everyone knows that he's right, but when he comes to the basin, I'm allowed to give money to the basin, and that, in order the basin, gives the right circle and doesn't get extorted. There's no head in the world to do such a thing.
Here is the chassid.
But the chassid sofer says there is a heter over here. So what's the difference between the chassid sofer's case and the case of the basin? Yeah, but what's the difference?
The basin is a union, it's a mishpat, it's a kodesh. How can you try and move the even if he says
the Jewish court is not about right or wrong, it's just about taking a bribe. It's simply the bribe is the problem. Right.
Yes. There's no hack in the world to give to a Jewish based in money to prevent yourself being extorted by Reuven, your Baal Din. The heter, if anything, is that someone's extorting you to give money to him to stop being extorted.
You're not giving it to the judge. No, but
to give to the judge for him to do Isurim.
Wait, the case of the
second
is given to the judge.
Yeah, the second case
of the second time, but which judge? A Jewish judge or a Goyish judge?
He doesn't differentiate.
He does, but we have to.
You said there's no difference.
But wait a minute, you said the Chassam Sofer is not doing it.
The case he's talking about is a Goyish judge.
Right, but you said you could use that as a raya.
The case he's talking about is a Goyish judge. Yes. And what's the Goyish judge doing? He's doing something wrong. Because he's going to Baskin wrongly, because he's decided that this Goy is my mitzvah to give this money to this goy. So the goyish judge is ready, decided to do an avera, to paskin wrongly. So therefore, the goyish judge are both trying to extort me as partners. And therefore, I can give a bribe in order to stop being extorted.
Okay, so let's say
a basin in Israel, I'm not trying to extort you.
Let's say it's the exact same case, just there's Jews involved instead of Goyim.
If the basin is also doing it, they're ready to extort.
Yes, they're doing the exact same thing. Then what does it mean to give the
So there's room to say that there wouldn't be a problem. But we only see it, the psak given by the Chassam Sofer by Goyim. So we have to say, maybe...
You're saying it has nothing to do with being a Goyim.
Yeah, so.
Hagin Dibur?
No, not Hagin Dibur. You have to don each case, because it's a very touchy and very fine thing. So I can't say blanket heads, yes, it's mutter. You have to say each case as it is.
Going back to our case.
Basin is always worse than all other situations.
The guy that's extorting, the government, Jewish government employee is extorting you.
Yes.
Right? So we want to say from this that it's okay to bribe him because he's extorting you.
Extortion is okay to give.
But I want to, but the Hagin Sofer's case is when you're taking a loss. Here you want to put a pesed on your house. You're not suffering a loss.
Yes,
you're not going to put a pesed on your house.
The government says I have the ability to extend my pesed. And if you do all these rules, then you do. And therefore you have the ability to have a much more valuable property. By taking that ability away, you're now damaging it.
During the 3 weeks, would you be allowed to put in a repesset, extend a repesset?
No, because you're not losing. If you're telling me that the only way to get this is in the 3 weeks, and afterwards you'll not be able to get it.
I say maybe.
Okay. So I'll say the case. Are people here next week?
Yeah.
Not gone on holiday?
No.
No holiday? Okay. So I'll say this and we'll carry on next week. I'll just say the case then. So we'll move on. I am selling my house. Oh, piece of property. This is a real case happened in the basement. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is selling his property to Shimon. There's an argument how much is value. I say it's worth $230,000 and he says it's $200,000. So we agree that we're going to appoint a surveyor who's going to survey the property, and whatever he says, we'll convey the price. We'll fix the price. Right?
Appraiser.
So Reuven and Shimon decide which appraiser they're going to use. Levi. Before the appraiser comes round, Reuven goes round to the Levi and he says to him, look, I want to make a deal. You know, there's an argument, $200,000, $230,000. Appraise it at $230,000, I'll give you $10,000. So they agree. And the appraiser goes and appraises at $230,000, and it's sold for $230,000, even although the appraiser knows after that really it was really only worth $200,000. So now, Reuven has stolen from Shimon $30,000. And the appraiser comes around and says, I want my wage. So he gives him $1,000. He says, well, where's the other nine? Says, it'll come. It doesn't come. And they come both to Basin. The appraiser and Reuven come to Basin.
Is it a real case?
Yes. Now Reuven and Basin says, I felt very bad what I did.
He doesn't want to.
I felt very bad what happened. And after Yom Kippur, I decided to give back the $30,000 to Shimon.
Whoa. Is that proven? Is that it?
Yeah, let's say you can prove it. Yeah.
Wow.
So Reuven gave back that $30,000 that he really didn't deserve to Shimon. But the appraiser says, still, I did the job. He promised me to get $30,000 for this. So if I deserve $10,000, you only give me $1,000. Reuven says back to him, you don't even deserve $1,000. You only work for this job $500. I want $500 back.
Have a zero.
You should give back the
$1,000, he said. And he said, no, you owe me another $9,000. So what's the halach in such a case?
Wow.
Right, so Shahaya Kaufman.
Someone asked me for an expert opinion.
Two cases.
This one, I don't. Yeah, this one. Not on expert. Someone.